Today's forecast for the Midwest continues to offer a better solution for field working opportunities next week. It looks as though most of the region will encounter drier bias conditions north of the Ohio River Valley during the majority of the work week next week and on into the following weekend. There will be some precipitation in the Ohio Valley, and that'll be associated with this storm that we talked about yesterday for the early part of next week. The system is much different today, taking a more southerly track through the lower parts of the Mississippi River Basin, the Tennessee River Basin, and parts of the southeastern states, but there is a fair chance that some rain from the event will spread northward of the Ohio River. And we look for the storm system to occur tomorrow into Saturday as being a mostly unchanged event. If you recall, that system was supposed to bring widespread rain to most of the Midwest, and it still will. The system is likely to generate some varying amounts of moisture across the region. Quite a few locations will pick up on perhaps 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch, but there will be some pockets out there that get more than an inch of moisture, and there will be a setback in farming activity for those 2 days. The precipitation will be most significant across the heart of the region in the afternoon on Friday and continuing Saturday. Some improving conditions will begin on Sunday. That second disturbance that I mentioned before, moving through the southern parts of the country, will likely have influence during the middle part of next week, and that's when those additional showers may impact the Ohio River Valley area. The best field working conditions over the next 7 to 10 days may occur from northern portions of Ohio to southern Iowa and northward to the Canada border, but much of that favorable environment will occur after we get done with this weekend's precipitation, but it does look better than it was previously advertised. And it looks as though temperatures across a big part of the Midwest here this morning are rather chilly, especially in the upper parts of the region. In the far northwestern Corn Belt, temperatures this morning were in the upper teens and 20s. We've already rebounded in most areas that way, but we are still looking at some cooler conditions across the region, and that will prevail through the day today and probably into the weekend. Most of our afternoon temperatures during these next few days will definitely be below average, and for the most part, the Midwest will experience temperatures running in the 40s and 50s in the north and 50s and lower 60s in the south, and that'll be the rule for these next few days, with one exception, and that may be on Saturday, just ahead of the rain event in the lower parts of the Midwest, where we may see some temperatures getting up over 70 degrees. After that, though, back into the cool with 50s and 60s dominating the Midwest for Sunday, Monday, and probably Tuesday of next week, before finally starting a little bit of a warming trend in the second half of the work week. There is a ridge of high pressure building up across western parts of North America, and it's promising to push a lot of heat up into the northern U.S. plains and portions of Canada's prairies. That will occur towards the latter part of next week and into the following weekend. That ridge building to the west will help to suppress precipitation across the Midwest in the second half of next week. We too will warm up, but it won't get nearly as warm here relative to normal as it will in areas further to the west. We'll look for our low temperatures at night over these next few nights to run primarily 30s and 40s north and 50s in the south. With tomorrow morning will be the exception. There will be some freezes occurring from West Virginia and Ohio back into Minnesota and Wisconsin, as well as Michigan. The temperatures will bottom out in the upper 20s in much of that region, and we'll look for a couple of colder spots, maybe in the upper Great Lakes region. But this will be the last of the coldest mornings. I don't think we'll see any further freezes in key crop areas through at least the end of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.